Hello and welcome to the Thursday, April 24th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Augusta, Georgia. Sands' Securing the Human Project today came out with a special edition of the Ouch Security Awareness Newsletter. This newsletter is dealing with Heartbleed and is addressing in particular computer novices. So this is a great thing to give to your friends and family to explain them what this Heartbleed thing is all about. Typically, Securing the Human releases one of these newsletters per month, but given all the media attention paid to Heartbleed, we figured it's probably a good idea to give something to people who are not that familiar with computer security, who are not reading the Internet Storm Center Diary or listening to this podcast, to give them something to explain a little bit what it means, what to do about your passwords, and very importantly, how not to fall for related scams. And yesterday I talked about a number of Apple updates. I actually missed one. There was also an update for the Apple Airport Wi-Fi router. Turns out some of these routers are actually vulnerable to the Heartbleed vulnerability. And the only vulnerability fixed by this airport and actually also time capsule update is the Heartbleed vulnerability. And finally, NIST is now removing the dual elliptic curve random number generator from its recommended list of random number algorithm. This particular algorithm has gotten a lot of criticism for being, well, not very random and actually also computationally quite expensive. And it was very much suspected that this random number generation algorithm was in particularly added in order to weaken some cryptography. That depends on keys being generated by this random number generator. And the risks of writing down passwords were illustrated again at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. Turns out that just ahead of Barack Obama's visit to Tokyo, an airport employee temporarily lost track of a sheet of paper that had all the security codes for the airport printed on it. The sheet of paper was recovered only half an hour later, but still it wasn't exactly known where the sheet of paper had been over the half hour, so it was decided to change all the security codes again. And IOActive came up with an interesting white paper. What they did is they looked at various satellite communication equipment pieces and tried to find vulnerability. For example, this includes systems like vehicle tracking systems, but also communication systems that then allow the transmission of radio signals via satellites, for example, like they're used by the military. The vulnerabilities they found are very typical for these type of systems, which really very much benefit so far from security through obscurity. It's not really easy for someone to buy this equipment. It's quite expensive, and also they rely heavily on proprietary protocols, which of course first have to be deciphered before an exploit can be attempted. The vulnerabilities here are, for example, undocumented back doors, which essentially are admin features that may not be adequately secured, but also hard-coded passwords that cannot be changed. And that's, again, typical. We have seen this a lot with embedded devices as well, where the manufacturer, for some reason, believes that the firmware is secure in a black box and cannot be analyzed in order to extract these kind of passwords. In addition to that, there are a number of other vulnerabilities that were found in these systems. The vulnerabilities can then be used to also access, for example, firmware update functionality and install malicious firmware, but also to infect PCs or laptops that are connected to this equipment. And apparently we now have a little bit more insight in what all these Synology scans were up to. Remember, we found this malware on DVRs and such that was scanning for Synology devices. Well, it turns out it tried to enslave these Synology disks for the same thing it used these DVR for, which is Bitcoin mining. This came to light now in a report from Iowa State University, which had to notify students after Synology disk drives were compromised that were also used to house personal student data like social security numbers. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.